Hello, hello. Welcome back to The Creator Project. I'm your host, Jade Beeson, and we have got a solo episode today. I have noticed, actually, when I've been looking at my podcast analytics, that you guys are starting to prefer my interview episodes, like ever so slightly. And when I first started doing interview episodes, my solos definitely performed better. And over time, I feel like you've started to love the interview episodes more, which is incredible. And that's definitely what I was going for. So if you'd rather just have only those, let me know, drop me a DM and I'll take it into consideration. I do love doing these solo ones though, I'm not gonna lie, because I just like sitting at home on my couch with a cup of tea and a microphone in my face. No camera, just a microphone. It's my ideal situation. And also it means I can talk about some things, some behind the scenes stuff that I can't usually share or that wouldn't suit my YouTube content. So maybe for selfish reasons, I'm going to carry on doing the solos. But if you don't want the solos and you just want interviews, then please let me know. All right. So talking of behind the scenes, I've got a really fun episode today. We're talking about money. I love talking about money. I think it's really important that we talk about money and we are open and honest about the financial side of running a business. Specifically today, I want to talk about my biggest and lowest revenue months of 2023. The reason why I want to do this is because I did it in 2022 and I really enjoyed filming those episodes. And I had a moment this morning where I was like, wait a minute, I haven't done it for 2023 yet. So let's get on that. I think it's really important to talk about both the high months and the low months. So the high months are when my business made the most amount of money and the low months are when my business made the least amount of money. So I'm going to break down which months they were in 2023, but more importantly, I'm going to explain why they ended up making either a lot of money or not a lot of money. It's also worth noting that when I say a lot of money and not a lot of money, I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? I'm using those phrases in the context of my business and how much money it takes to run my business and how much money my business usually makes, right? So for some people, when I talk about my highest revenue month, you might hear that and think that's actually not a lot of money. And then for others, you might hear me talk about my lowest revenue month and think, well, that's actually a really good month. It's all relative. My business costs a decent chunk of money to run. At the minute, it costs between £7,000 to £10,000 per month in expenses, and that doesn't include tax, and I pay a lot of tax. So keep that in mind. Whilst we're on the subject of keeping things in mind, there's a few additional things that I feel like I just need to flag. This is revenue, not income. So this is the money that my business made. It is not taking into account the expenses that I just mentioned. So a lot of the money that I'm referring to went straight back out of my bank account to pay for bills, to pay for my team. I have a full-time employee and I work with freelancers, to pay for tax, amongst several other things. Also, on that note, this money is not mine as much as I would love for it to be. It does not belong to me. It belongs to the business. And this is a very important distinction. I pay myself on a monthly basis. I pay myself a wage for my business. And that money in no way matches the money that I'm about to talk to you about. I don't get paid that amount, as incredible it would be if I did, but I just don't. And I've been making a conscious effort to refer to this income as like my business's income rather than my income. I think in the early days of my business, I would say things like I earned X amount of money per month, when in the early days, maybe that was more true because my expenses were lower. But now it's like, I really didn't earn that. Like my business earned that. And also I'm not the only one working on the business. So it just seems a bit wanky to say like, I made this, because it wasn't just me, you know, other people helped. So anyway, I'm going to break down some numbers now. They are rough numbers. I'm rounding up or rounding down. So keep that in mind. But let's kick off with the biggest revenue month of 2023, which was November. Also my birthday month, the 11th of November. I am a Scorpio. So you did not, I know you didn't answer that info, but I gave it to you anyway. So this was my biggest month of the year. In total, the business made £67,000 roughly. That's a decent chunk of money. In dollars, that's $85,000. And I thought for a second that month that I might be able to have my first like six-figure month in terms of dollars, not in terms of pounds. I was like, oh my God, is this going to be the month where I make like $100,000 in a month? It wasn't. I made $85,000, which as I mentioned is £67,000, which is a wild amount of money to make in the span of 30 days, like an insane amount of money. I cannot stress what I'm about to say enough. No other month last year came close to that. So it wasn't like, oh my God, my business made £67,000 this month and every other month that year I was making £50,000. No. My income last year would vary between £20,000 to £40,000 per month for my business. So £67,000 in 1 month was a significant jump on that. And for complete transparency, I'm going to break down the rough split, so where that income came from. And when I do, you'll understand why that is such an irregular amount for the business and why I in no way can ever expect to have that on a regular basis, at least at the moment. So in terms of the split, around £5,000 of that was from my previous coaching programs, which I have been phasing out for a while now. Even in November, when I had this month and made £5,000 from those programs, I was still phasing them out. So like no one could join the programs. It's just that the payment plans from people who had joined the programs months before that were still running. So that's why there was £5,000 of income from that. I made about £2,000 from YouTube, which is low for me at that time of year. You know, in the middle of the year, my YouTube channel definitely doesn't make as much money as it does in like Q1 and Q4, but usually it picks up in October. How YouTube works is you will get paid for your month's worth of ads in the following month. So my November YouTube paycheck was reflecting how much money my channel made in October. So for my channel to make £2,000 in October is quite low. Usually that's when things pick up. Spoiler alert, things did pick up the next month. But, you know, it was interesting that it was £2,000 that month. I was a bit surprised by that, but that was okay because your girl has other streams of income. Now, there are other little pieces of income from things like affiliates and stuff that I'm not going to dive into because it was a small piece of the pie. The biggest chunk of money from that month, which made up around £60,000 of that income. So the vast majority of the income from that month came from, drumroll, sponsorships, brand sponsorships. Now, I am including speaking gigs in that because I just think it's a bit easier because the way in which I worked with a lot of brands last year, I would do like a speaking gig and create content around it. So the two things kind of merged, but £60,000, isn't that insane? From sponsorships in that month, like couldn't get my head around it. The reason why that number was so high was because I had a couple of projects which were big. They involved a whole lot of different formats of content. They involved different channels. As I mentioned, they involved some public speaking opportunities and therefore they were big paychecks and they both came and both landed in my bank account in November. So that's a big reason for that. But there were a lot of other partnerships that were getting paid that month as well. Now, last year was a good year for me when it comes to brand sponsorships. Like I really feel like my channel came into its own. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that at the end when I talk about my learnings and kind of give some advice for anyone who's looking to achieve something similar. But when we look at November in isolation, a big reason for that high income month was because of the sponsors, right? Also, another thing worth noting is that was the month where I ran some events for the Creator Project. So if you didn't know already, I do these live events where I get some guest speakers and we deep dive specific topics. And in November, we did the YouTube one and we had the head of trends from YouTube join us. We had some creators join us, Adela Afadi and Natalie Barbu. And it was a really, really great session. I was actually supposed to charge tickets for that event, but I couldn't in the end, just due to some issues that I had with the payment gateway. Basically, people who weren't located in the UK were struggling to buy tickets. It was in the middle of the launch and I didn't want to risk not having a good amount of attendees. So I just stripped it and made it free for everyone, which to be fair, I think I'm going to carry on doing a lot of like free events in the future anyway. But anyway, so I made it free for everyone. A big reason why that was financially an okay thing to do, because those events do cost me money, even though they are virtual, is because I was able to secure two brand sponsors for the event. And this was Epidemic Sound and Uscreen. Both are long-term partners of my personal brand. So they were just such a great fit. And it was just such an amazing time working with them on that. So it actually meant that those events still made profit. And that also contributed to my high income month. So that was the biggest income month of my year, £67,000, which is around $85,000. Let's talk about the lowest month of the year. Hey creators, do you have any burning questions which you really want answered? For example, are you unsure on how to increase your engagement on Instagram? Or maybe you're debating whether to start a membership? Or perhaps you're confused as to which camera you should buy next or what microphone you need to start your podcast. Well, you are in luck because we have the answers. Every Tuesday, we invite you to submit your questions over on our Instagram at thecreatorproject_. Do not forget the underscore. We select one question to answer every single week, and we provide detailed answers to that question in our email newsletter. So make sure you follow us on Instagram and submit your questions, and you also sign up to our newsletter to make sure you see the answers. Links to both our Instagram and our newsletter are available in the show notes. The lowest month of the year for me, and this really surprised me because last year, this month was actually my highest month. And for most creators, this is by far their highest month, but it was my lowest month. And that was December. So we went from November, highest month, straight to December, lowest month. And it's actually quite common for the month surrounding your highest income month to be fairly low, because a lot of the time, the reason why you have a high income month is because sponsorship payments are landing or you've just launched something. So you normally have an influx of cash. So the months surrounding it usually are a bit lower. So maybe for that reason, it's not as surprising, but December as a content creator, for it to be your lowest month, unheard of. Unheard of. The main reason why this is usually such a great month for content creators is because it's Christmas, it's the holidays, and brands usually ramp up their partnership initiatives in December. Even brands in my niche, even brands where you're thinking, well, why on earth do you like business brands or software brands? Like, why are they ramping up what they're marketing in December? They do it in December too. A lot of brands do it, one, because it's the holiday period and people are just a bit more loose with their pockets, and it's a great time for them to market and sell their products or services. But in addition to that, and this is from my experience working both in-house at a brand and also at agencies, budgets. So a lot of companies, they'll get to the end of the calendar year and they'll be like, okay, if you have not spent a bunch of your marketing budget, we are going to cut that budget next year. So let's say your marketing team has a budget of £500,000. If you get to the end of the year and you have only spent £300,000, you are basically telling your finance team that you don't need £500,000 because you only spent £300,000 this year. Especially if you hit like your goals and your objectives on £300,000, they're not going to give you the same budget. So what they'll do is they'll strip your budget and next year you'll get £300,000 rather than 500. So a lot of marketing teams know this and they're like, we got to spend some money. Like, we need to get rid of the rest of this budget so that we continue to get the same amount of budget every single year. If anything, they might want to get more budget, right? So a lot of the time people are like, okay, what can we do? Let's work with some creators. And then they'll hire a bunch of creators and do this like last minute campaign. So that's what often happens in December. That's what happened to me in December 2022 as well. And also in December, in December 2021 as well. I get confused sometimes as to when I started this whole business. But yeah, that's what usually happens. So why didn't that happen for me this time? And also, how much money did I actually make? So in the month of December 2023, my business made £20,000, which is, in dollars, about $25,000. Obviously, in the grand scheme of life, that's a lot of money. And if this was like a personal like thing that I was doing and I had minimal expenses and it was just me on my lonesome, then £20,000 would be like a wild amount of money. I could just keep majority of that. Like, that would be insane, obviously, apart from taxes. But it's not. I run a business. And as I mentioned, my business can cost anything between like £7,000 and £10,000 per month just in my expenses, not including things like tax. So, you know, £20,000 for me is a low month. Like, that is the kind of month where I won't have any profit left over. I do have an emergency fund in my business, so it wasn't like a scary month for me, but it was a low one. The reason why this happened is because I took the month off. I'm laughing because it's like, well, duh, you didn't make as much money. You didn't work. I took the month off. I spent 3 weeks in Sri Lanka traveling around it with my now husband for our honeymoon. Was incredible. If you want to see highlights from that, I've shared some content over on my TikTok channel. And my TikTok name is Jade_Beeson. And also, when we got back, so we got back from Sri Lanka on the 23rd of December, like in the evening. And then obviously it was Christmas Eve. Then it was Christmas. Then it was Boxing Day. Then we went up to Nottingham, which is where Jamie's from, to see his friends and family. So we had like another Christmas. Literally got back on New Year's Eve. Had our New Year's Eve like at home. Then it was our 10-year anniversary on New Year's Day. We didn't do much for it. Obviously, we were pretty tired by that point, but like, we still celebrated. We went to a really nice pub and we went for a walk and whatever. And then I was back at work. So December flew by. There was a day and a half in between Christmas and New Year's where I did work. I had a couple of meetings. I logged on and stuff, but like, it wasn't anything major. And that was the only time I properly worked that whole month. I will say when I was on my honeymoon, I was on my chat with my marketing coordinator, Hayley. So when she needed me, she'd drop me a message and I would respond. So we were talking on a regular basis, but I didn't really need to open my laptop and actually work. So I'm counting that as a month off of work. What that means is, you know, last minute deals that may have come through, I wasn't going to do. So I did miss out on some income from that perspective as well. In addition to that, as I mentioned before, I'm phasing out my programs, and December was the first month where majority of the payment plans had gone by this point. So majority of the payment plans were over. So I wasn't making much money from those programs. My YouTube channel made about £4,000, which is great. I did mention before that things did pick up on my channel in November. So that was a good amount. And I still made about 13 grand from sponsorships, and it wasn't anything that I created in December. The great thing about working with brands on a long-term basis is it's really easy to batch your content because you're really clear on what you need to deliver and when, and you can get them to approve content before you head out. So I had a few sponsored videos go up in December whilst I was on my honeymoon, which was lovely. So I earned some income from that as well. So lowest month of the year, but you know, I was totally fine with that because I didn't really work. So that is totally fair. I will say though, in the year 2023, there were quite a few months where I got close to that number. Like there were quite a few months where I was making like 25,000 or like 23,000, which is interesting to know. And I think this year will be even more interesting because, as I mentioned, I'm phasing out like my courses and my coaching programs, and I'm working on something big for the Creator Project, but that's not going to launch until the end of Feb. So January and February this year, I think already are going to be my lowest months of the year, hopefully, because if I have other lowest months, it means that my new project isn't being received the way that I think it's going to be received, because it is pretty incredible. So I'm assuming that this month and next month will be really low months for me, although I will say that my rates have increased on my sponsored content because I haven't increased them for a little while and my content is performing well. My audience has grown, so maybe it won't be as low as previous years. But yeah, I'm really intrigued as to what I will be saying in a year's time in regards to 2024 income. I think that'll be really interesting. But let's talk about some key learnings. One key learning is that I can take some time off from my business and the world won't end, which is great. It also means that you guys can take some time off from content creation and the world won't end either. The beauty of having the long-term partners, of having diversified income, of having products that sell by themselves, basically means that you can take some time off and, as I said, the world won't collapse. The biggest learning though is to do with my sponsorships. So last year, my business made roughly £170,000 in sponsorships, which in dollars is $216,000 in sponsorships last year. Isn't that incredible? Like that really blows my mind. Now, how did that happen? Well, first of all, and the most important thing is my audience has grown, but the people who have joined my audience, in addition to those who have been there the whole time, are just incredible. Like you guys are incredible. You really trust me when I talk about products and services that I use, which means that when I work with these brands, they get great results on their campaigns. And when they get great results on their campaigns, we can talk about longer term partnerships. We can get more creative with the ways in which we work with each other, and that just means that I'm able to earn that amount, and also it means that the brands are able to make a decent amount of income too. So it's a win-win. Like you get some great product recommendations, I earn an income for the business, and the brands earn income because, you know, they're getting new customers. That is the dream partnership situation, and that really, really was the case last year, which I'm so thankful for. So anyone listening who's like, I want to get to this long-term partnership space, focusing on your audience engagement is really key, and making sure that you're only really working with brands who have products that you truly believe in. In addition to that, once you've worked with a brand a couple of times, like ask for the results. You want to know how the campaign is doing. If it is doing well, pitch them again. get creative with the ways in which you work with them. I mentioned before that some of the sponsorship packages that I negotiated last year weren't just like a YouTube integration. It was also Instagram assets. It was newsletters. It was TikTok content. This year, it will be podcasts as well. I'm going to start doing sponsored slots on this podcast. It would be sometimes it's public speaking. Sometimes it's sponsorships of events that I'm throwing. You can start to get really creative with the ways in which you work with these brands when you have a good relationship and foundation with them. In addition to that, a lot of brands requested usage rights last year. I'm seeing a real increase in brands who want the rights to your content so that they can repurpose it or distribute it themselves on their own channels or use it for paid advertising. There's a couple of reasons why I think this is happening. I think it's a broader shift that's coming to the industry. I think it's also to do with tightening of budgets. Brands who still want to work with creators but might have less budget to play with that they previously did, they want to make sure that they can utilize the content they're getting from creators as much as possible. And even though they have to pay extra for your usage rights, it's still cheaper than having to like film and shoot an entire advert from scratch if they can just use the content that you've created. So I think that's a big reason for it. But yeah, that's also why some of my deals were higher value than they've previously been. So guys, that is it. I hope you found this episode useful. If you did, please can you share it with people and maybe tag us at @thecreatorproject_. Really helps us get the word out, and it also helps us understand which episodes you're really resonating with. So thanks so much, and I look forward to speaking with you in my next episode. You've just listened to an episode of The Creator Project. We upload new episodes every single week, so if you've not hit that subscribe or follow button yet, then what are you doing? Be sure to hit subscribe or follow before you leave so that you don't miss out on our new content. If you feel like supporting our podcast, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a review and share our podcast with someone else who might get value from it. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. Links can be found in the show notes. Thanks again. We'll speak soon.